Hi, I'm Kaori Kobayashi, and you are listening to the J-Pop Exchange.
Hi, Kaori. Thank you for taking the time to speak with us. Did your interest in music begin in your childhood? How did you become interested in music?
母親が自宅でピアノを教えていたので、小さい頃から音楽はとても身近なものです。
I grew up with music. As my mother taught piano at home when I was a child. My mother told me that I used to play around on the piano ever since I was a baby girl.
According to your website, you studied under Bob Zangu. Please, tell us more about this experience.
日本にいながらアメリカ人であるボブ・ザング先生に
It was very fortunate for me to have saxophone lessons with Bob Zangu, an American teacher in Japan. Without him, my music would be different now. He certainly had a big influence on me.
とても大切な思い出となっています。
Interesting. Please tell us more about this.
He hated the style of play that seems to be masking something. From him, I learned the essential basics of the saxophone. That is, to play without lies or masking something, and to make the sound of the saxophone pure.
Can you give us some insight into your songwriting process?
曲を作るときはサックスでは作りません。歌って曲を作っています。
I try to compose music as if I were making music for my favorite singer. If I compose with a strong image of music just for the saxophone, it could become simply instrumental music. This is why I sometimes find it dull when I play this kind of music with the saxophone.
Who are your musical influences?
As for the saxophone, my favorite musician is my teacher, Bob Zangu. Although I have many other favorite musicians, I would say a singer called Basia had the biggest influence on me. When I was at junior high school, my cousin introduced Basia's music to me, and soon I became a big fan of hers and listened to her music over and over.I subsequently got into Western music when I went to high school.
What music do you like to listen to?
ジャンルにとらわれずいろいろな音楽を聴きます。特に最近は女性だけでブラックベリーズというロック。
Recently, we formed a rock band that consists of only Japanese female musicians. So I listen to rock music a lot more nowadays.
そうする機会があるので、邦楽もよく聴いています。とにかくいろいろなジャンルの音楽をたくさん聴きます。
Please tell us about your album Precious and your latest album. How they came about, your inspirations and ideas behind the albums.
最新のアルバム Seventh について話していただけますか?
To make the album Precious, I asked Takayuki Murata, who is a bassist, to be the producer. This album includes both music that I made with him and music chosen by him from his point of view as a bassist.My latest album is my seventh album, and that is also its title, Seventh. And this time I produced the album. It's my first time as a producer. So this album made it possible for me to describe the truth of what I wanted to depict and what I wanted to explore in music 100%. And through producing and being a producer, I learned a lot both as a saxophone player and as a producer.The album Seventh contains 12 songs. Three of them are cover songs, and the other nine are original songs. All the songs were arranged by me as well, so this album is a particularly memorable album for me. When it comes to the composing, as I said before, I concentrated on composing songs that give the impression that they are not composed by a saxophone player, so they sound more interesting.And I also collaborated with Sugaru Samisen with traditional Japanese musical instruments. The cover songs, Europe, on the seventh album, Earth's Cry, and Heaven's Smile, on the album Precious, were with the girls' rock band called Blackberries, and I also covered classical musician Chopin's Nocturne on the seventh album. This album became very colorful and interesting, so please listen to this album.
I noticed that some of your fans wonder about what specific kind of reed you use for your saxophone. Would you mind talking about this?
The reeds that I am using now are V16 and Java 2/2. But I'm going to change to other reeds soon. When you choose such musical equipment, you need to think if they are the right ones for you, and also think what type of music you want to deliver. You should not choose them because your favorite musician uses the same ones. It is important to choose the best ones for yourself in order that you enjoy playing. There may be reeds that are even more perfect for you.
Can you tell us something about how you were affected by the earthquake and tsunami in Japan? How is Japan recovery going?
On the day of the earthquake, I was away from the affected area. I did not actually experience the earthquake or the tsunami, but it was a very painful disaster for me. I felt so much pain when I watched the TV news. Many people were either killed by the tsunami or lost their homes and now have to live away from their hometowns. It made me think about the meaning of my saxophone music and of the importance of music to me. I realize that music cannot protect people from hunger or the cold, but it can make people happy.
Yes, even in the most difficult times, music can be a comfort. In conclusion, is there anything else you'd like to mention that we haven't discussed thus far?
Played by an American, funky saxophone music is indeed cool. However, a Japanese sound created by a Japanese female is also something special. I hope that you will come to listen to my music.
Very interesting. Could even say that's what this show is about. Thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule to speak with us.